WJ Mobile.
Look here, JKT.
Out getting some lunch and pick up some prescriptions from CVS.
I headed home from work for the day. I left a little bit early. I can just work the rest of the day from home, so that's no big deal.
Yeah, I have to work the rest of the day, but I work from home most of the time anyway, so.
New York.
Right now.
Break from the travel.
So, I was supposed to go on March 16th, but that got canceled for right now. So, it is a little break.
I've had Chick-fil-A.
Far from my house, so I go there quite often.
Here a few minutes ago, I'm up in Spartanburg now.
I go for their nuggets and their chicken sandwich, but I'm on a nugget kick right now. And I roll around Greer quite often, and yeah.
In West Union, we used to go to the Chick-fil-A in Seneca a lot, but I don't know what happened. I don't know if they changed it or if I just got more sensitive to it, but it just seemed like it got really salty, and it got to the point where it was just too salty for me, so I just quit eating there. Started to try to work a lot more raw vegetables and stuff into my diet. I just became a little bit more sensitive to salt.
I need to do that. I need to work more vegetables into my diet.
Ago, where my wife and I were doing all plant-based for about a year, and I really struggled with it because I just crave protein. And, you know, you can get protein from, like, beans and peanuts and stuff, but you have to eat so much of it that I'm just full all the time and, you know, feel gross, you know. And plus, you know, I really love a good steak, so, I bagged on that after about a year.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I really love a good steak as well, and I cringe at the thought of going to all plant diet, but, you know, I've heard it's really good for you.
Cholesterol was never lower, and it was delicious food. Like, my wife is a fantastic cook, and the recipes for plant-based stuff online are really good. You know, I never disliked the food, but I was just never really satisfied by it.
Yeah, I don't know. My wife can cook some really good stuff, too, with plant-based stuff, too, but I don't know. I guess I'm like you.
I can't miss that ribeye for too long.
I like a good slab of meat. Just, you know, born into me, I guess, or something. I don't know. Into SWJ.
Yeah, I don't do it that often, but you know, at least once a month I try to get a steak. You know, with ribeye being like $25 a pound now, I don't do it as often as I'd like to. But, you know, once a month, maybe twice, I'll grab one.
The meat and everything have gone up.
That, but yeah, it's rather inconvenient.
The convenient side, the all this inflation and all that stuff, it's quite annoying.
A financial person on YouTube the other day, and she was saying that, like, if you have a house and a family of three, if you're not making $200K, you're not even comfortable. And that was just astonishing to me that, you know, you do the math, then, you know, you look at the median house price being like $400K, and, you know, the median cost of raising a kid to 18 is like a quarter of a mil. You know, you need to be making $200,000 to be comfortable in that. I'm worrying about how we don't know how anybody makes it anymore.
Yeah, the same thing. I don't know hardly anybody that makes $200K.
You know, I mean, it's like, yeah, everything is a struggle. You know, my wife and I both work. So we're pretty comfortable, but like if one of us were to lose our jobs, you know, we'd be as, you know, we'd be right there in the dire straits.
I'm right now, but I guess we're doing all right right now off just my salary. But you know, it's not exactly the most comfortable situation in the world.
Got a kid that's about to turn 17, and he wants to start looking at college. And like, hey, buddy, you better get some scholarships.
I've got one in college and one that's about to go to trade school, and it ain't cheap, that's for sure.
Anywhere he wants, as long as it's a public funded institution in the state of North Carolina. and he can get scholarships. Radio ticket and start doing stuff so he could apply for some of the ARRL and other ham radio scholarships that are out there.
There were ARRL scholarships and stuff.
ARRL's website, ARRL funds some, and then there are all kinds of other ham radio scholarships funded by other people listed on their site, so there's a lot of money out there to be had.
He's working on YouTube
right now. I got his. He's KR4GBK, and I'm trying to get him to upgrade to General so he can play with HF. But he doesn't have a whole lot of genuine interest in the hobby, but I don't know, maybe it'll grow on him right now.
I tell you, the downfall of every man.
At least my wife is listening. Wants to get her ticket too, but she just doesn't have time to do everything because, you know, sure, her career is so demanding. You know, she works pretty much all the time, and when she does come home from work, she just doesn't want to have to do anything. And I get it, you know, she's VP level at her job, and it's just constant demands. So it's even worse.
That sounds very demanding. VP level in finance. Ooh-wee.
What are her numbers or she can quit? Only quit.
It.
And she's computing, like, what do I have to get to, and then to let it sit until, you know, I'm retirement age, and then I can go work at a bookstore until I retire.
Good plan.
Got here on 85 today.
Wait at the CVS because they're on their lunch break right now.
Greens pick up a prescription as well. Gotta run home first and let one of the dogs out, and then I'll run over there and pick it up. I was in the ER on Tuesday night for an obstruction in my esophagus. They had to go in with an endoscope and pull it out, and then they found I had a stricture in there and had to stretch that out. But I've got to get on a PPI and take that for the next 90 days, so I got to go pick that up.
Make fun at all.
Like, I was eating dinner and I realized I couldn't swallow anything. And so I went to urgent care, and they're like, well, there's nothing we can do for you here. Gotta go to the ER. So I went to the ER, and they're like, yeah, that's pretty serious. Let's get you into the endoscopy lab right now. And so they got me up there, and they had to put me under because I had food in my stomach, and they couldn't risk me throwing it up. So they put me under general, and then went down there with a scope and pulled out this big hunk of steak that I didn't chew well enough, and found that my esophagus narrowed to about 10 millimeters at the bottom of it, and that wasn't big enough for anything to get by. So I've been having trouble with it for a while. And so they went in and fixed it, and it feels much better now, but, it did tear some tissue and cause a little bit of bleeding, and, you know, it's from years of acid reflux, so I got to get on a proton pump inhibitor to take care of the reflux.
Yeah, bad, too, the acid reflux. It's pretty bad and horrible. It wakes me up at times, so I'm on, like, 3 or 4 different medicines for it.
They've got me on, I'm yawning. They're putting me on, like, a double dose of Prilosec for, like, 90 days. I got to take it once a day.
There's something, I forget what it's called, has some guy's name, and it's where the acid is starting to turn my esophagus into intestinal tissue. At the bottom because of all the acid reflux and stuff like that. It's, I don't know, it's Barrett's disease maybe or something like that?
My mom has it, and the GI doc told me that I need to go get screened for it and get a cancer screening and all kinds of stuff. So I don't know why they didn't take a tissue sample while they were in there. I guess they were just there under emergency basis to get the obstruction out. But in 6 weeks, I've got to go get it stretched again and get a sample and, you know, have to be examined for those things.
Long ago, and mine's not cancerous yet or anything like that, but they're keeping an eye on it and all that stuff, and I've got all the medicines and stuff, and it's just wonderfully fun.
Got 2 or 3 different kinds of antacids. Like, there's proton pump inhibitors, and then there's like an H+ inhibitor or something, or maybe that's the proton thing. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of different ones. My mom takes all of them. things and head up the hill and probably start losing the repeater soon as they get off the 85. So hope you have a great day. Good luck getting those scripts, and maybe I'll chat with you in the morning one day next week. This is WT to JKT. I'll be clear on your finals.
Pulling up at the pharmacy now. In 2, SWJ. Have a great day, man. 73.
Great check, sir.